The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about being single over 50 with our special return guest, the amazing Silke Schwarzkopf. You know, folks, over 30% of Americans over 50 are single. In fact, it's closer to 40% now, and the number keeps growing because there's just so many people out there who either have lost a partner or who are having trouble finding a partner who have just given up because, you know, dating is it should be a fun sport, so to speak, but it's really tough for a lot of people, and particularly if you've been out of the market for a while or if you've been with somebody for a long time and the relationship, the marriage, or whatever ends, and you have to get yourself back out there or hang with your friends or be alone, whatever is your choice. But if you want to get back out there and you want to meet somebody new and you want a partner, it's tough. And the landscape has changed dramatically over the past 30 years from, Match.com to all of the apps that are available now. And then the fact that after the pandemic, I think dating shifted a lot also because people weren't getting out there all the time. And we had more and more time spent on our computer. And really, the only way to really connect with somebody new is you have to meet face-to-face. So what are you supposed to do? A lot of people don't trust online dating. They say there's a dishonesty issue. But it's kind of the necessary evil, if you will, because it's the fastest way to meet people that you'd never meet otherwise. Because if you go one-on-one, just meeting people organically, it can take a while. And a lot of people over 50, they see that the clock is ticking and they want to make some new friends and new acquaintances and find a new partner. So it's tough. We're going to get into all of that with Silke Schwarzkopf. She's been a regular guest on the show and she is wonderful. She hosts Second Act TV and she interviews so many dating experts, particularly focused on issues for singles over 50 and also relationships over 50. So I think you're really going to enjoy the show, and it's always a delight to welcome Silke back to Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and let me tell you something. Today, we're going to talk about love, connection, and what it means to build a really meaningful relationship in today's world. This is your host of Guys Guys Radio, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show, and today we're going to dive into a topic that's deeply personal to so many people, dating after 50. Maybe you've been married, divorced, or single for a long time. Maybe you're wondering what love looks like at this stage of life. when you know yourself better, but the dating landscape is totally different. Today, my guest is Silke Schwarzkopf, relationship expert, host of Second Act TV, producer of Second Act TV, creator of the YouTube sensation Second Act TV. She's helped countless people rediscover confidence, connection, and joy in dating later in life. And we're going to talk about the emotional side of starting over, how to navigate online dating with confidence, and how to build authentic relationships that fit the life you're living now, not the one you lived 20 years ago. So whether you're newly single or just curious about what's possible, this conversation is for you. All right, let's start at the beginning. Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. Welcome back, one of my favorite guests, Silke Schwarzkopf. Welcome to the show.
Robert, thank you so much. And I cannot wait to learn everything that you just said. And I want to make one, not a correction, but just a clarification. I absolutely do not consider myself an expert. I want your listeners to know and viewers to know that.
I consider you one because you've gotten so much information from so many. You've interviewed so many dating and relationship experts. But just by osmosis, you've picked up so much more information. You know, you've got the whole, it's like me. I interview 800 thought leaders. They don't know each other. I know all of them. I've collected all that information. It's a great education. So you've gotten that. I consider you an expert on dating relationship over 50. And that's the end of it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But let's start at the beginning, Silke. Let's start at the very, very beginning. When people over 50 think about dating again, what are some of the biggest emotional hurdles that they face?
The fear of going back out there. What is really interesting is how much we don't learn. What I mean by that, we kind of go back to where we were when we were dating, like before marriage or before we lost a loved one. I'm assuming now that's the situation, that we've been off the market for a long time for whatever reason. There's just a real hesitancy of getting hurt again or just getting hurt. But really, also at this age, just looking awkward, maybe just not knowing what to expect. The unknown, maybe the fear of the unknown or what it's really, you know, what it's going to entail emotionally.
Now, from your time hosting Second Act TV and interviewing so many relationship experts and pundits, including myself, and thank you for having me on the show so many times. I love it. In your opinion, how has dating changed for the over 50 crowd, like the last 5 to 10 years, if at all?
Well, I mean, everything changed when online dating, of course, started. And maybe the last 5 years is, well, it's probably even a lot. No, probably the last 5 years, the apps. Because like, for example, when I was online dating, which was roughly 13 years ago I started, there weren't any apps. And actually, it was a friendlier environment than what I'm learning or hearing, I should say, now, that the apps have really change the world, you know, in how we interact and how we treat others. Unfortunately, there's some really bad behavior out there. And we cover a lot of that on the show. So people are aware, you know, not just over 50, but so you're aware of what you're going to get hit with out there.
Mm-hmm. And that seems like that has kind of scared a lot of people off, particularly women, off of the online dating, if you will. And I guess that would include apps, because they feel, from my experience talking to them, there's an honesty issue with a lot of people out there.
There is. And I would say not just women. I mean, women lie too. I think there's an honesty issue because there's so many things you could potentially, quote, lie about. Just the way that the apps and the sites are structured. One of the biggest challenges for us, meaning the over 50 as you get older, is lying about your age.
Exactly.
With the way that the algorithms work. And, you know, you and I have talked about this ad nauseum on other shows. So I don't know how deeply you want to go into that. But at this point, it's almost expect that whatever age they say they are, they're probably a few years older. So you fit into these search categories that the apps and the and the websites establish. So that's one of that's a big one. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is weight or what you look like. You know, with all this enhancement technology now, a lot of people use filters on photos, and that's just the worst thing you can do. You gotta show up on the apps as you're going to show up in real life.
Well stated. So, and a lot of it, since people over 50 have had a lot of experience, a lot of life experience, and they've gotten knocked around a bit. Talk to us about kind of healing. How does somebody know that they're really ready to start dating again, not just lonely and being restless, but emotionally open? And I find that, and from my own experiences with a lot of people, I'm like, oh, this person's never done online dating, because just from their questions and their behavior, that you really have to prepare yourself before you get out there, or you're going to waste your time and other people's time just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would almost say that's just part of the landscape as well. And like what you said with people when they first start online dating, yeah, you can tell, and mostly because you can ask, or they will disclose it, which is fine. Oh my gosh, it's the first time. I don't, you know, whatever. And one of the big red flags there is if this is the other person's first time online dating, it's going to take a while before they're probably going to stop. Now, I know your situation was different. You're one of the rare exceptions with your wife of 15 years, I believe.
Yep.
And but that's not the norm. The right. norm is that you're going to get dragged into the online culture for a bit, and you know, you're going to be dating around, if you will. I don't mean that in a negative way, but online dating means you're likely dating several people at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because invariably when I would meet somebody new online dating, they'd ask me, how long have you been doing this? And there's like, no, you know, what's the correct answer? If this is your first time, they're going to know that. And that's a strike against you, because they figure you got to like figure it out. And then if you've been doing it for 3 years or something, they figure you're not serious because you just want to date. You want to meet a lot of women. So what is that? And I never asked that, because I frankly, I would figure it out if they just had gotten online pretty quickly, because they say it on their own. And I didn't care if they'd been doing it for a while. And to me, it meant they probably haven't met the right person, because anything can change. The fact of the matter is, if you go into one of the online services, you're looking to meet somebody. I doubt that you're just looking at it, unless, well, some guys, but I don't know if women are going on to the online dating just so they can date around. Maybe I could be completely wrong on that. What do you think?
Some women are, and I'm not implying that there's anything wrong with that either. Mm-hmm. So you just want to date around. You don't want to get serious. And there are people that, they, you know, they don't want another relationship. They certainly don't want marriage. That's actually something that we hear a lot. It's like, you know, I am not getting married again. And I'm one of those people. And I've been now in almost 15 year relationship. At our age, it's just too many other things to consider. Again, I'm not necessarily poo-pooing marriage, but that is a trend. I don't know if it's a trend, but something common you're going to run into. Now, did I just answer your question? What was the question, Robert?
Let me check with ChatGPT for the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just keep going on online dating. And the bottom line is, what advice would you give somebody who's going to go on online dating for the first time? They're over 50. They've been out of the market. What do they really need to know before they dip their toe in the water and then make that deep dive into the deep end of the pool? Because you get dragged in there pretty quickly.
You do. And I think you touched on it a bit ago, is to make sure you're ready. And what does that mean? What does being ready mean? Gosh, if we had an answer to that, what my advice is, if you can go on a date, you're invariable, or if you can go on a date and be able to briefly tell your story, either of your divorce or of losing a loved one or whatever your situation is, without being too emotional about it. Now, that's tough when you talk about somebody, when you lost someone, but especially about the divorce. If it's something where you're still carrying a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, you're not ready. Or if you think of the person, your ex, whatever, and you're still pining for them, you're not ready to go out there. It's going to hurt you and it's going to hurt the other person. Now, do you have to completely heal? And what does that mean? No, you kind of, in order to heal and go and, you know, keep going, you do have to stick your toes in there. You do have to participate in life. But I guess be honest with whoever you're with, if they're looking for a relationship, you know, where are they at? And I think that's probably the biggest piece of advice I can get is be honest with what you want and what you're willing, you know, what you're willing to give. I think the whole just pretending to be someone else, you know, what's the right answer? The right answer is usually the truth, unless you're oversharing, but that's a whole other topic.
Okay, my special guest on Guys Radio, the amazing host and producer and creator of Second Act TV, the YouTube sensation, all about dating relationships over 50, Silke Schwarzkopf, back on Guys Radio. Love having you here. And we're talking about dating and relationships over 50. And of course, the conversation immediately goes to online because it's just part of our world. Do you think, Silke, that because so many people, and particularly women, are like, they're fed up with the dishonesty online, do you have to incorporate online dating into your dating life, if you will, when you're over 50? I will say yes, because it's like, oh, I'm not going to use email because it's new, or I'm not going to use ChatGPT. I'm just going to avoid it forever because it's not real. I'm not going to learn anything new there. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like, it's how much you use it. You have to incorporate it into your dating thing because you have an opportunity to meet so many different people, but you can't make it the be all end all. You're going to meet people through friends. You're going to meet people in the grocery store. You're going to meet people just organically offline. What are your thoughts, Silke?
Well, pretty much the same is online. It's a tool. And that's all it is. It's a way to enable you to meet somebody else. Is there dishonesty? Are there scammers? Yeah. And I bet you probably get 5 scam calls every day. I mean, the fact, ever since the internet's been there, there's scammers. It's not just on online dating. You know, what online dating does, it presents opportunities to scammers, you know, to play on your emotions. And that goes for both men and women. There's, you know, you've probably seen some catfishing shows or heard about catfishing where people misrepresent who they are and eventually, or sometimes rather quickly, get money from you because of something, you know, that anyway, to me, it's always, and that may be a simplistic answer. There's no way you can get scammed if you don't give them something they're asking for, like money. If you don't give money away, then you're not going to get scammed. That's one of the number one things to remember. You know, I think people do get lonely or they want something to be real so bad that they don't want to see those red flags. And that's where you get in trouble. So if you could just remember that, you can almost put that whole issue aside. Just don't.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. It's like anything else. It's like offline, real life, if you will. Right. Don't give your information away and don't give your money away, particularly mm-hmm. to strangers. So
yeah, well, and like you said, if you don't use it, you're cutting off, you know, an arm. Or, I mean, that's the way to meet a lot more people than you can in real life. You know, just because you can't meet that many people, and knowing just the basics of what to look for, what not to look for, the red flags, blah, 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 or just some of the basics of how to build a profile, what pictures to choose, etc., filling your profile out completely. Those are all the things that the algorithm rewards. You know, there's all kinds of myths out there, you know, what the algorithm, how that works on dating apps. We actually just recently did a episode on that. I thought that was really interesting. But, you know, clarity of your pictures are rewarded, not how hot you are. That's a rumor that's been going on about Tinder, that there's an attractiveness rating. That's all a bunch of BS. But it is about how clear your pictures are, how, you know, not having group pictures up, that sort of thing. Actually writing something on your profile or filling out the prompts that they want you to fill out and interacting, actually just using it. Like if you do 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a day, just sign on to the app, that will automatically show you as an active user in the algorithm, I believe, of all the sites. They reward that because they actually, unlike what some people say, the apps do want you to find someone. Yes, they're a business. They want to keep you using. But if you have no success, a lot of it is working against them. There's all kinds of, you know, stuff going around that's giving the apps a bad name. But if you just do that and participate earnestly, you will get rewarded for it.
Yeah, yes, I agree completely. And they know that, of course, if eventually you meet somebody and you two of you go off the app, you'll probably tell your friends about it. I met this guy or this woman, and look, my wife and I talk, how many times have I talked about, she had a 3-day trial on match.com and I was the only person she met.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. But let's shift gears a little bit. So at 50 or 60, the checklist for a partner often changes. How do you see compatibility and attraction evolving at this stage of life, Silke?
Well, I think that the whole sex is still obviously a big part for a lot of people, and then for some it isn't. There is, and we have new different priorities, and we are at the third or the second half of life, if you will. So timing just in and of itself brings on new priorities. And that, do you move too fast? Do you move too slow? Those are big topics. You know, what's moving too fast? And then what's moving too slow, especially at our age? Because we warn against not jumping into something, you know, but you really don't have 2 or 3 years to get to know somebody either. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. It's just a balancing act, and you have to see where you are at this stage of the game and how do you play it based on that? Because it's not endless. The clock is ticking. It doesn't mean the alarm clock is right in front of you, but our clocks are all ticking. And if you're after 50, over 50, it's ticking. It seems like it's ticking faster than when you're 20. Mm-hmm. And you have less wiggle room there. You want to make good decisions. There's nothing wrong with that. So in terms of priorities for a lot of folks over 50, there's love and there's companionship. And then some people say, I'm not looking for love. I just want a companion. And do you think that that's a healthy mindset, or does it limit what's possible if somebody's looking for a companion? And can you succeed in dating if you're just looking for companionship, or are you better off getting a cat?
Well, that's a good question. I think companionship absolutely becomes more important, certainly as it was in our 20s or 30s. I think we have realized the importance of being around people and being with someone, you know, where jumping into bed and it is not the main factor. And I don't know that just looking, do you really just look for that? I mean, just be open to love. I that's what I would say, because sometimes you don't know when it's going to hit you, but you have to be open to it. And then you'll know if somebody is only a potential companion versus a romantic partner. But do make sure that if that's all you're interested in, with this person, that that person is on the same page, because you don't want to lead somebody on when they want something totally different than you do.
Right. No, that's very fair. And another area that comes up more for the over 50 crowd than for the 25-year-old crowd, if you will, is that there's different people could be in have age differences. Now, of course, you're 25, you could be dating a 50-year-old, that happens. But more so, I think, when you're over 50, where it could be that people are in different life stages. It could have like the guy might be retired and the woman's still working. And how does that all work out? How do you manage that when you're in the over 50 crowd and you're dating? Or is it an issue?
Well, it's an issue if you're an active 35-year-old and you have somebody 25 years older that is, I mean, let's face it, we age and we get older, and the health issues that come with aging, I don't care how fit you are, there's going to be something, you know, that certainly is part of the relationship or becomes part of the relationship, where if you both kind of understand, you're at that same point or relatively close in that same point, you understand what you go through aging, and that's not all bad. A lot of it is really, really good. To me, that just makes it easier. Paul and I were a year apart. So I'm a big believer in that. For me, it's always been uncomfortable dating somebody younger, but that's me. That's me. Now, I wouldn't recommend Belichick, 50 year younger, that I think that's a little much. But, if it works, it works. Usually the younger person, I shouldn't say usually, I don't mean to be judgmental here, but if there's a big age difference, the younger person is in it for a reason. And it's not necessarily just because they love you so much. And you can have different opinions, leave it in the comments. But whoever, if you're the older one, if you do have a lot of money, what is the real attraction? And what is it that you want? There's a lot to age gap dating. We've certainly have done a lot of segments on that as well, because like you just brought it up, it's an important topic. And a lot of men believe that, I would never date my own. I can get a younger woman. Yeah, maybe you can. Maybe you can. But are you going to keep her? Some of the things that happen is that men will go out or start dating younger and then realize that's really not what they wanted. Not everybody, but that's also a common occurrence. That to keep up with a younger one might be a little harder or emotionally challenging than you thought.
Yeah, I think that's very well stated. And the other thing is, Silke, to me, it's if you want to be the older partner in a relationship, one of the things is going to make you attractive beyond whatever it is, if there's some type of agenda about your money and your power, whatever. But you have to be youthful of spirit. Your chi, your energy has to be at a level where the younger person is going to be attracted to you and doesn't see you as like an older, like old. They might see you that you have chronological age on them, but you could be as fun and full of energy and full of life as they are, or even more so. And I think that's a really an important factor for anybody, particularly those over 50 who are dating, to keep the youth, the spark of youth there, which will make them incredibly more attractive than if they just feel like they're old. And a lot of that has to do with confidence, where a lot of people over 50 and they see, oh, look at all these pretty girls and look at these good looking guys. And can I keep up with that? And like, I'm getting pushed out of my job because I'm older and I've got a dad bod now and all of this stuff. How do people manage that so they don't feel, and our society basically just rubs it in your face, like you have to be this or forget it.
Yeah.
So buy these products. So, but you know, that's their agenda. But what can people do to have self-worth when they're over 50 and they're embarking on a scary dating journey?
Oh, I wish I had a succinct answer for that. But it is, some of it is just acceptance of where you are, and and be okay with that. I think the point you just made about the youthful spirit, that's probably the most important, is your mindset. Because if your mindset is negative, or if your mindset doesn't believe you can do it, then yeah, it's not going to be enjoyable, and it's certainly not going to be attractive to somebody younger. But it's not even just somebody younger; it's somebody your same age. Even if you're come across as old and don't want to do anything, that's not attractive to somebody who's up and vivacious, who's the same age as you are. So that's good advice for just about anyone. Other than that, there are challenges, which is one of the reasons, we have Second Act TV, and why these kind of advice media outlets, if you will, are so prominent, because people do struggle with this sort of thing. And one of the big things that women especially is, getting naked again with someone.
Intimacy, right? Yeah,
intimacy.
Exactly.
But it's even that word, getting, I can't imagine getting naked with somebody new, you just have to just come to acceptance with that. Why is it that you feel that way? We've had great guests who are specialists and that sort of thing. But yeah, these are all real issues that if you haven't already encountered them and you're out there, you likely will.
Okay. My special guest on Guys Radio, and we're talking about all the tips and insights and ideas of dating over 50 and relationships over 50. My special guest, the amazing Silke Schwarzkopf, host, creator, producer of Second Act TV. We're talking about dating over 50 once again, redefining relationship goals. How do people over 50 kind of make sure that the other person is on the same page as them? At this stage of life, people often want different things. Maybe partnerships, maybe independence. What are some of the most common relationship goals that you hear from your clients and your guests who are over 50, for the over 50 crowd?
Well, if you mean, the different type of relationships that are getting popular or gaining popularity in our age group, one of them is called LAT, living apart together, that, we've established a certain life, especially if we've been on our own for a bit, and we're comfortable in that. And now you meet someone else and they have a life and they're comfortable in that. Well, you can be comfortable living in your places, but being in a committed relationship and maybe being here a week and there a week and not together the whole time. A lot of people done that. Paul and I actually did that for like 7 years before we moved in together. One of the reasons I think why we still together. And because you do, merging lives is can be challenging because you do become set, and that's okay too. We've been around a while, we've done a lot, what should we really uproot everything? So that becomes somewhat of a challenge or an issue, if you want to call it that. But yeah, those are some of the solutions. The other is just people don't necessarily want to get married again, especially, when there's kids involved and inheritance. I mean, it gets very complicated, no matter what you believe about marriage or if it's a spiritual or religious. I'm trying not to pass judgment on that. The fact about marriage is you are bringing the state in your relationship. You are governed. Decisions in your life becomes governed, and that can become very challenging. So as long as you are clear about that you are on the same page with this, I'm good doing this. I'm good with living apart together. I love it. We get our own space a couple times a week and then we're together. Or, I have my life, my finances, you have yours. That can work out really, really well and not raise a bunch of challenges or issues or problems that might come up if you were to merge everything. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. When you're over 50, it's very different now than it was when we were in our 20s. And the roles of men and women are constantly continuing to evolve, and women are getting long overdue recognition, and they're moving forward straight ahead. And that's great. And it's long overdue for guys. And I like to say, this is the greatest time ever to be a guy. Because this is a time where a man can be anything he wants to be more than any other time. Yet it's also a time where it's never been less clear who men really are. So when you're into the relationships over 50, in terms of like, how important is it from what you hear from your experts about women, money, how is it, do they care if they have more money than the guy? Do they care who initiates sex? Is it the woman can do that or the man? How they want to flip the script on everything, or they want to go traditional in some areas and new age in some other areas of relationships when you're over 50? What do you hear?
Well, all of the above. and I agree with you. This is a challenging time for men. And one of the the whole feminist movement was long overdue. It has also really had a strong effect on romance and about on men, you know, feeling comfortable approaching a woman. And that's become challenging. That's one of the downsides to where we do now encourage women to make a first move or certainly know how to present yourself as approachable. That's becoming more, you know, more and more important. I think the money issue, I think that's unique or individual. I know I have a lot of girlfriends who've done very well and who are single or they met on, you know, met their guy who they've been with for years now online. And it's not an issue necessarily. I mean, every now and then it comes up because it has to be managed or encapsulated legally somehow if something, you know, happens to you. But I found that if, you know, at this point in time anyway, if you have a wonderful relationship with someone, be that the man or the woman who has more money, my goodness, if you enjoy being with a person, then, you know, pay for what you want to do, because that's what the money's for, you know, versus, oh, well, if I do this and money can become very convoluted, unfortunately.
Yeah, it seems to me from the dating experts that I've interviewed that women who work with them universally say they want a guy to be a guy in the traditional sense of the word, in that be confident, be nice, come up with ideas, maybe make the first date, maybe pay for it. And then from there, kind of all bets are off. But they want a guy to be a guy in the best sense of the word, confident, but not arrogant, comfortable in their own skin, available, emotionally available, but not, you know, crying over the end of a second Hallmark, Sex in the City.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I have a real issue with paying for dinner, if you will. Okay. And not the issue is not because I can't pay for, I mean, yeah, I can, but it's just the act of being in a restaurant. And then the bill comes, oh, are you ready for your check? Yeah. And then the man grabs it, puts his card in. That to me is the manly, if a man expected me to do that, that would be awkward. I mean, to me, and I'm saying me now, I'm not saying talking for, you know, all women, but for me, that just kind of ranks you a little bit lower. I don't respect you as much. Now, having said that, I do quite a bit. Otherwise, you know, you make up for it in maybe traditional ways. And I'm not talking about sex. Well, could be part of it, but not that that's old by any means. I'm not implying that. But it is nice to have some of the, you know, traditional strengths, if you will, displayed by, you know, a masculine man. And I know that can be argued, you know, ad nauseum, especially you know, as we get with the younger.
Well, you know, I guess there's always exceptions too. Let's say it's the guy's birthday and like, I want to take you out to your favorite Mexican place or whatever it is. Then you pick up the check.
Does it pays. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about for the folks over 50, new couples, do the women expect the guy to make the first move sexually? Or is it okay? It's like whatever works. What do you hear?
It's whatever. I think it's whatever works, but I think for the most part, maybe it's still, you know, the man. Mm-hmm. You at least, I mean, you want some indication that he's interested.
Right.
I have not heard or directly observed where women are now, you know, pursuing sex, if you will, like we were told or we experienced when we were younger, like that men do or did. That I haven't really seen I don't think that's happening. I think for the most part in our generation, it's still you want the man to make the first move. You want to feel desired and have a little bit of that, you know, back and forth sexual tension.
Mm-hmm. Now, for anyone who's listening who says, it's too late for me to find love, what would you say to them?
Well, if that's what you believe, then it is. I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to. What, you know, where are you in your mindset mentally? What do you really want? Because people are finding love at all ages all the time here. I mean, just, I had somebody on just the other day, was a doctor, and one of his, you know, 89 is getting married. These are not that rare of occurrences. We don't hear about them as much because it's not something that's popularized. Is that a word? Yeah. You know, as we age, we don't become quite as important to mainstream discussions, if you will. Although that's changing too, you know, how the strength that we bring into, right, you know, cultural conversations. But no, it's if you really want it, then always have your eye open for it. It's not too late until you're dead.
I love it. Silke Schwarzkopf, host, creator, producer, the amazing one on all things Second Act TV, the YouTube sensation. Tell everybody where they can find more about the show, where it airs, anything else you've got going on. Tell us.
Oh, well, you can just Google, Finding Love After 50 or Dating Over 50 or Sex After 50. And my videos, or our videos, I should say, are likely to pop up. We're very highly ranked. Or just go to YouTube, Second Act TV. It's the number 2 NDTV. But that's probably the easiest and best way to find. And I would love to get more viewers and subscribers. And we do have a really, really great following that's very interactive. You might just learn something from the comments alone.
Absolutely. And it's so much fun. So thank you so much for being back on Guys Radio. And we'll see you again. Silke Schwarzkopf.
Thank you, Robert.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good,
Okay, another fun and insightful conversation with the person I consider an amazing dating expert and relationship expert, Silke Schwarzkopf, host, producer, and creator of Second Act TV, the YouTube sensational show that I'm a frequent guest on. And what did we learn today about our conversation about being single over 50 and some of the 20 or so questions we went through? I think number one, you know, technology can change, but people don't change that much. They want the same things. They want a partner. They want to keep things simple. They want trust. They want love. They want attraction. They want a sense of humor. It's just a matter of you have to get out there. You got to be in it to win it. When you're over 50, it's sometimes easier just to stay home and put on the television or read a book or whatever than to get out there and actually put yourself on the line and meet somebody new. But there are ways to do that, and I think the most important takeaway we got from today's conversation is that before you go out there to get into the dating pool and the dating market and meet somebody new, you've got to take a step back and you've got to look at yourself and say, who am I? What am I? What can I offer a partner? And what are the three or four things that are non-negotiable and that they're so important to me that I have to have in a partnership? And once you have a sense of and you're circumspect and you have a sense of who you are and what your value is and what you can offer and what you really want, then I think you're ready, if you've done all those things the right way, to kind of get out there. And you can meet people through your friends or meetup groups or taking a class or online dating or playing a sport or whatever. But there's lots of ways to meet people. I mean, this world is overflowing with people. And as we discussed earlier, that between 30 and 40% of Americans over 50 are single. So that's millions of people out there. And I'll bet a lot of them are looking for somebody just like you. So if you're interested in the market, you've got to get out there. You've got to be in it to win it. Trust yourself, love yourself, but get out there, have some fun, and make sure that you look at it as a fun sport. Dating's a fun sport, and it can lead to something special. So trust in yourself, trust in your instincts, love yourself, but get out there, because if you stay home by yourself, you're not going to meet anybody, okay? Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.